mean, I can play multiple positions, and I look forward to it.
Who do you think you'd play in a 4-3?
I can't answer that question.
I consider all the adversity this year, how successful a season would you turn this is?
I don't care what nobody say. I mean, people can ridicule our team from different aspects, but you go through what we've been through, worse than 2010, and still come into the playoffs and lose by a field goal with a second on the clock. I mean, I don't care what nobody say. That's a hell of a football team, and you know, I applaud everybody for that.
What would a second year at this position do for you?
A lot of good. I mean, honestly, you think about people making transitions and to make it in a shorter period as I did and to be as successful as I was. If I played another year, I wouldn't expect anything less than to be great.
Mike, how do you deal with the uncertainty of the offseason just as a player? What goes through your mind, or what do you do to get yourself ready for whatever may come?
You leave football where it's at. When I leave this locker room, I'm not thinking about football. I mean, I got other priorities in my life. Like I said, I mean, I'll be a father for the first time. That's just where my mind's at, to heal up, and whatever's next is next.
Mike, could you have played this week if you was advanced?
I damn sure was going to try. I played 16 this week with a lot of stuff going on, and I don't care what nobody said, limping or not, I was going to try to go out there and play.
What exactly was wrong? What was your injury?
To my knee. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. That's why I can't answer it. I mean, I get an MRI later today.
Is it swelling? Or
not at all. Okay. Just a little stiff and a little sore, but no swelling.
Are you concerned that it's an ACL?
Not at all. No, they said everything was intact from that standpoint. So, like I said, you just got to get the MRI and see what that says.
Mike, what was it like in the locker room last night after the game?
For me personally, I mean, it's just, I can't leave my teammates out there to dry, and just knowing I couldn't go out there and looking to see that they had Dayton playing outside linebacker, first of all, hurt me personally. But then just to see how hard those guys fought, and then just to lose it all in one drive, I mean, gives me chill bumps. Yeah, I don't know. It's just difficult.
A lot of hugs last night because you're not sure who you'll see next year.
Just a lot of quietness. I mean, you'll see it around here today as you be around this facility, just how guys take to it, and just the looks on people's faces is a little bit difficult.
How much will you keep in touch? I mean, Raji, Jolly, Pickett, you're all free agents. Will you keep in touch with each other?
They're my boys, man. I mean, Pickett's like a father to me. Jolly and BJ like brothers to me. So, we'll most definitely keep in contact. Those are my guys, and I don't care what happens. This is where I started my first 4 years at, and those relationships last forever. So, I'll be looking forward to keeping in contact with them.
Is that why you send out that tweet? That tweet could be have read a couple different ways.
You know, I really don't care what people say about it. I mean, for me, it's just a... You know, there's a lot to overcome. I mean, for the first 4 years, who knows? I can get extended here, but there's a lot to be learned. Yeah, it's your rookie deal, so you come in, it's like being a freshman in college and then getting drafted to the pros all over again. So for me, it's just a thank you. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff, and just to have everything that I have with these people, I mean, it's just a great feeling. And if I'm extended here, I mean, I'm be happy to be here, you know, but that's not saying that it's a farewell for me and I expect to be going anywhere else. It's just a thank you, you know. You learn a lot.